Well, as you've heard, 9 men have been arrested in a major Garda operation in Dublin. 6 firearms, including handguns and a machine pistol, have been seized, and a large quantity of cannabis, ecstasy and a substance believed to be cocaine have been recovered. At the same time, a man has been questioned elsewhere after at least €10 million in counterfeit cash was recovered in a number of searches in the north side of Dublin city last night. To tell us more about all of this, our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds joins us now. Paul, first of all, this operation and the 9 men arrested, what more can you tell us?
Well, the 9 people are still being questioned today in 5 Dublin Garda stations, Richard. It began, the culmination of it was really from 7 o'clock yesterday morning, right throughout all day yesterday up to 9 o'clock last night. There were armed units of Garda moved in various locations all over Dublin as this drugs haul was being couriered and distributed all over the city. They stopped vans and cars all over Dublin in Lucan, Clondalkin, Finglas, Blanchardstown, and they searched these vans and cars. These had hidden compartments in them. When the Gardaí got through to these hidden compartments, which were in panels and in the floorings, they found the drugs and guns stored in them. There was 5 of the 6 firearms that were seized were being hidden in the cars and vans. Now, the guns are handguns except for one. One is a Steyr machine pistol. The others are handguns. Some of them are Sastava Russian-made pistols. These are like the Glock pistol, which is favoured by those involved in organised crime. But there was also one small pistol. It was described to me as like a Walter PPK, a small little handgun that can fit in the palm of your hand that can be concealed.
These people who are being detained, as you said, they're being held at a number of Garda stations. Are they Irish or from outside the jurisdiction?
4 of them are Eastern European, the other 5 are Irish. The Gardaí are describing some of them as key figures in this distribution network. This is one of the biggest networks in Dublin, and indeed this is the biggest drug seizure so far this year, estimated to be worth at least €3 million on the streets, possibly over €5 million worth. Some of it still has to be analysed. They believe there's cocaine in the haul along with ecstasy and cannabis herb and cannabis resin. The gang itself, the people in custody, detectives believe, are key suppliers. Some of them are couriers. At least one of them, though, is a customer who was arrested when he arrived for the handover of the drugs. And a significant amount of cash was taken from him, which detectives believe was to be used to buy the drugs.
And do they know where the drugs came from or what was intended for them?
They believe it's this haul is linked to a convicted drug trafficker, Christy Kinahan. Now, people might know Christy Kinahan because he's the target of an international investigation at the moment. He served some time in Portlaoise prison. Ironically enough, he stayed in the prison to finish his sentence before emigrating because he got a degree while in prison and he completed that degree. He went abroad. He's now resident in Spain. He is a convicted heroin dealer, but at the moment he's the subject of an investigation by the Gardaí and the Spanish police into a major international drug dealing network, and also the proceeds of that crime, which include luxury cars, properties, not just in Spain, Ireland, but also in Brazil.
Now, the counterfeit notes that were recovered last night, what can you tell us?
Yeah, again, this is significant because we had some of this already earlier this year. In February, the Gardaí, the special detective unit, found about €2 million worth of counterfeit money, and they linked that to a dissident Republican organization which they believed was trying to put this stuff on the streets. And that investigation continued, and yesterday they found a lot more. It's at least €10 million worth, but it could be as much as €20 million. It's in boxes. They still haven't counted out and established just how much there is there, but it's described as being of very high quality notes. And if it's like the notes that were seized in February, these were very high quality because they appeared to have a watermark on them to make them look like the real thing. But the watermark was superimposed. And that's what made them different. But to most of us, you wouldn't have known the difference between the counterfeit notes and the real notes. Now, there's one man still in custody today. He's a 52-year-old man. He's been questioned at Coolock Garda station. The money was found in the Coolock Artane area. The Garda also recovered printing equipment as well and computer equipment used to create the counterfeit notes.
Paul, thanks for that. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.